see, and these steamboats would haul a good deal of freight with them.
Oh yeah, lots of freight. Yeah, cotton.
Did the railroads put them out of business?
No,
they didn't.
They got these tugs, you see, then barges. Now you know what to do. They go up here and get a load of cottonseed. They just fill the thing up and seal it and push it down the river, up the river, either one.
In fact, I guess the barges are putting the railroads out of business.
Yeah, and you take not Helena now. They got that bridge down there, and that's a big thing at Helena now. You can ship cotton in them now. You can go and fill that thing with cotton, they seal it, and if it's going to Germany, it goes straight on to Germany. They don't have to touch it no more.
They save money then by not handling. It's just
Now you take lots of these boys here, these compressors now. These buyers, they buy it and truck it here to New Orleans. They can truck it down there for less than they ship it on the rail by.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Handling charges, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I suppose the railroads have to pay for their own upkeep and the trucks run free on the roads.
But the railroads, this morning, the freight going down this morning, you know how many cars that on? 148 cars.
148, I think I saw that as I was...
Yeah, you saw it this morning.
61.
going down the road to Clark's there, going on New Orleans, all
right? Right, uh-huh. Yes, I noticed that. It's
148 cars. The barber counted. I said, count that, Claude, and see how many it was. He got through, said, 148. Then there was 146, but had two engines in there, and that made the...
Yeah, I saw him stretched out all over the
148
there,
with the two engines in there.
Mm-hmm. About how many trains a day do they have, I wonder?
Not two, I don't know. The main line is a dog road, that's why those really... They say some of them, well, I got 200 cars on them.
Yeah, they're busy, too, I guess.
Yeah, they're busy, yeah. But what's doing, they're not keeping the tracks up, and they're not keeping the cars up. It's hard to get a car to ship some cotton in.
I know Senator Eastland's accused the railroad of not doing a good job for...
Yeah, well, he told the truth about it. But it's been always been that way. I remember back yonder in the teens, the oil mill up there, Sterling was going to give $10 to get some cars, then couldn't get them. And so I come along and Scrap said, how many cars you get? So I didn't get a damn one. I said, what are you trying to do to get cars? Said, offer them $10 a car. I said, hell, there ain't no way to get no damn car. I said, I'll tell you what you do. Get about 6 pints of whiskey, take out there and give the flagman one, conductor one, and the fireman one, and the engineer one. And I said, hell, they'll give you some cars. And they said, no, hell no. It wasn't long because this man was Pritchard come in there, and he's tight. Oh, that old man went. And so Mr. says, Jeff, you got any cars? You having trouble? I said, no. Says, the conductor asked me a while ago. Said, I got three extras. You want them? I told him, no. Got all the cars I need. I need some about the latter part of the week. And he went on out. He said, now listen, I know my Jeff don't buy no damn whiskey. I said, well, hell, I give it to him. He said, the hell you do. So he said, God damn it, I'm going to send out and get me 4 or 5 cases of whiskey. He sent out some bootlegger somewhere and got him from Granddad, 100 proof. And sent him out there, and the hell, they knocked him out 6 or 8 cars. Mr. Scrap said, God damn, I learned more every day of my life than a country sucker just like you. How in the hell do you find it out? And I said, well.
The train crews then had made the decision as to
cars go. Yeah, that's right.
I think they probably have a different system nowadays, don't you? they must sort the cars out in Memphis and then send so many through, don't you think?